All right, everybody, welcome back for another deep dive.
Yeah, another deep dive.
We've got an exciting one today.
We do.
This one's all about how to tackle learning Chinese online, and we're focusing in on you, the beginners out there.
It's 2025.
It is.
There are so many resources.
Like way too many to choose from.
Oh, yeah.
And I know a lot of you are probably feeling stuck.
Yeah, I can definitely understand that.
Thinking like, where do I even begin with all this stuff?
Right. Like you want to learn it right. You want to make progress.
You want those tones.
You want those tones, but you also don't want to feel like your brain is going to explode.
Exactly. You don't want it to feel like a tour.
No.
So that's what we're here for today.
That's right.
To help you navigate this massive online world of learning Chinese.
We are going to be your guide.
We are. And we're looking at a really cool comparison guide called Best Platforms to Learn Chinese Online in 2025.
So this guide covers everything.
Epps Podcast.
Everything.
But don't worry, we're breaking it down.
Especially for beginners.
Exactly, for those of you just starting out.
All right, so let's jump right in.
Let's do it.
The guide starts by talking about news media platforms.
Okay, so like CCTV.
Right, CCTV, Taiwan, news media, those kinds of things.
Yeah, so places where you might eventually want to be able to understand like actual news happening in Chinese.
Exactly. And it's fascinating because the guide points out that while these platforms have amazing authentic language, they're actually better for learners who already have a bit of a base in Mandarin.
Oh, interesting. So not for total newbies.
Not right away.
Okay, so why is that?
Well, think of it like this. You wouldn't jump into reading a super complicated science paper if you didn't even know basic biology, right?
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
It's the same with the news. The pace is really fast.
Yeah. And it's formal.
And they use all sorts of specialized vocabulary.
Well, political stuff.
Political stuff, economic stuff.
Stuff I don't even understand in English.
Exactly. So it can be really overwhelming if you're just starting out.
Okay, that makes sense. And they specifically talk about CCTV.
Yes, CCTV, which broadcasts in standard Mandarin, which is great.
That's what we want, right?
Yeah, ideally. But the guide says it's rated intermediate to advanced, fast speech, formal expressions, all that jargon.
Sounds a little intense.
Yeah, it's kind of like trying to swim in the deep end before you even know how to float.
Right, or like trying to climb Mount Everest without any training.
Exactly, you got to build up to it.
Okay, so CCTV is out for now.
Yeah, for now, but then there's Taiwan news media, and the guide says that might be a bit easier for beginners.
Oh, really? Taiwan news media is easier than CCTV? I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
So apparently the pace is a little slower and they use more everyday language.
Oh, that sounds more approachable.
Right. But here's the thing. You'll also be exposed to the Taiwanese accent.
Ah, okay. So it's not standard Mandarin.
Not exactly. And there might be some vocabulary that's specific to Taiwan.
So it's kind of a trade-off.
Yeah, you get a gentler introduction to the language, but you're learning a regional variation.
And the guide says that's a good thing eventually, right?
Yeah, later on, especially if you're interested in Taiwan. But for absolute beginners who want to focus on standard Mandarin first, it's something to be aware of.
Gotcha. So maybe not the first stop, but a cool option for later.
Exactly.
Okay, what about YouTube? There's got to be something for beginners on YouTube, right?
Well, the guide says most Chinese news channels on YouTube are also geared toward intermediate and advanced learners.
Oh, man.
But there is a glimmer of hope.
Okay.
Some channels like News Mandarin offer bilingual subtitles.
Oh, so you can kind of cheat a little bit.
It's like training wheels. You can start to match the sounds to the characters.
Yeah, that's helpful.
But even with subtitles, the content itself is still pretty challenging.
So for those of you just starting your Chinese journey,
yeah,
what's the bottom line about using news to learn?
Basically, news can be super cool eventually because it's real world Chinese,
mm-hmm.
but it's not the best place to start.
Okay.
Focus on building your basics, first vocabulary, grammar, listening skills.
Gotcha. So walk before you can run.
That's the idea.
All right. So news might not be our best friends right away.
Right.
What about other types of content like podcasts or audiobooks?
Now you're talking. The guide actually highlights content platforms as being much more beginner friendly.
Okay. Hand me more.
You're way more likely to find stuff made for your level.
Okay.
And you have more control over how fast or slow you listen.
That's huge. I hate when you can't slow down audio.
I know, it's the worst. And they specifically mention a podcast platform called Xiaoyushu.
Xiaoyushu?
Yeah, it's Xiaohe's in Chinese characters.
Okay, I'm writing that down.
And what's really cool about Xiaoyushu is it has all these features made for learners.
Like what?
Well, you can control the playback speed precisely.
So I can slow it down to like snail speed?
Exactly. Or you can rewind and listen to sentences over and over again.
Oh, that's so helpful when you're first starting out and everything sounds like gibberish.
I know, right? And you can also take notes right in the app.
No way. That's awesome.
I know. It's super convenient. You can even download episodes for offline listening.
So I can learn on the subway without using data.
Exactly, perfect for learning on the go.
Okay, I'm sold Xiaoyushu it is.
And the guide also recommends some specific beginner podcasts on there.
Oh, perfect. Like what?
Well, there's one called Slow Chinese.
Okay, the name itself is promising.
Right, it focuses on clear pronunciation and a slower pace.
Perfect for us newbies.
Exactly, and they also mention Chinese Class 101 and Daily Chinese Listening.
Okay.
Which are structured to teach you basic vocabulary and grammar.
Those sound great. I'm adding those to my list.
All right, now what about Zimalaya?
Zimalaya.
Yeah, it's, a Zhuang Chinese.
Okay.
It's a huge audio platform with tons and tons of content.
So lots to choose from.
Right, and they have a bunch of stuff for Chinese learners, including courses specifically for beginners.
Like what?
They have one called Zero-Based Chinese Learning.
Okay, that sounds perfect for starting from scratch.
Right, and another one called Daily Practical Chinese Sentences.
Oh, that sounds useful.
Yeah, so the sheer amount of content on Zimalaya is a big plus.
But is there a downside?
Well, the guide mentions that the quality can be a bit inconsistent.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah, and a lot of the content is paid.
Oh, no.
But they do recommend checking for free trials.
Okay, that's always a good idea. Try before you buy.
Exactly. You can explore and see if it's worth it for you.
All right, so Zimalaya, lots of content, but proceed with caution.
Exactly.
Okay, what about social media like Weibo, WeChat, Xiaohongshu?
Ooh, yeah, those are fun. But the guide says beginners should be careful with those.
Oh, really? Why?
Well, they use a lot of slang and abbreviations and stuff that's popular with young people.
Oh, yeah.
And it can be really confusing if you're still trying to figure out the basics.
Yeah, like imagine trying to understand a conversation full of inside jokes when you just met the group.
Exactly. It's too much too soon.
Right. I can barely order food in Chinese, let alone understand internet slang.
But the guide does say that social media is great for learning about Chinese culture and how people actually talk in real life.
Okay, so maybe a resource for later on.
Exactly, once you have a good foundation.
So for now, stick to the podcasts and courses.
Right, start with the structured stuff.
Okay, cool. So we've talked about news and content platforms.
Yeah, those are some good options.
But now let's talk about the big guns educational platform.
The ones with structured courses and professional teachers.
Yeah, where you really buckle down and learn.
Exactly, and the guide says these are especially great for beginners.
Okay, why is that?
Well, they give you a systematic way to build your skills.
Okay.
Like from pronunciation to grammar to vocabulary, all in a logical order.
So you're not just jumping around randomly.
Right. You have a clear path to follow.
Gotcha. And they highlight a specific platform called Mandarin Zone.
Yes, Mandarin Zone.
And what makes them so special?
The guide says they're all about personalized one-on-one learning.
Okay. So it's not just like a pre-recorded course that everyone takes.
No, it's tailored to you. Your learning style, your pace, your goals.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
Right, and they have experienced teachers, many with over 10 years of experience.
Okay, so they know their stuff.
Yeah, they provide real-time correction and explanations, and they also have flexible scheduling.
Oh, that's great for busy people.
Exactly, you can fit it into your life.
So it's like having a personal Mandarin tutor.
Basically. And the guide also mentions that they offer group classes too, which are a bit cheaper.
Okay, but they really emphasize the one-on-one learning as a key benefit.
Right, especially for beginners who need that extra attention.
So who's Mandarin Zone best for?
The guide says it's for anyone who wants that personalized approach.
Okay, so like me.
Probably, yeah. And they also say it's great for busy professionals and people who are goal-oriented.
Goal-oriented like what?
Like maybe you want to take the HSK exam someday.
Oh, yeah, the Chinese proficiency test.
Exactly.
So Mandarin Zone can help me prepare for that.
Yeah, they have HSK prep courses, and they even customize courses for business Chinese.
Wow, that's really cool.
Yeah, so it sounds like if you're serious about building a strong foundation, Mandarin Zone is a great option.
Okay, so for beginners, structured learning platforms like Mandarin Zone are the way to go.
That's what the guide recommends.
Okay, so we've got a good overview of all the different platforms.
Yeah, we've covered a lot of ground.
But what's the action plan? What should beginners actually do?
Well, the guide is really clear about this. Start with a structured educational platform like Mandarin Zone.
Get those fundamentals down.
Exactly. And then as you get better, you can add in those content platforms for extra listening practice.
Okay, so start with the serious stuff and then add in the fun stuff.
Basically.
Makes sense. And what about setting goals?
Oh, yeah. The guide says setting goals is super important.
Okay, but realistic goals, right?
Right. Don't try to learn everything at once.
Yeah, no pressure.
Decide what you want to be able to do, like order food, have a basic conversation.
And then choose platforms that will help you achieve those goals.
Exactly.
And how much should beginners be studying?
The guide says consistency is key.
Okay.
Short, regular study sessions are better than the long, infrequent ones.
So like 15 to 30 minutes every day?
Yeah, something like that, rather than cramming for hours once a week.
Okay, that's
reasonable.
And your brain will thank you.
My brain needs all the help it can get.
And speaking of brains, let's talk about those pitfalls with content platforms.
Oh yeah, the stuff we mentioned before.
Right, the guide says to watch out for a few things.
Okay, like what?
Well, first, there's the risk of information overload.
There's so much out there.
I know, it's easy to get overwhelmed, so be selective and stick to a few recommended resources at first.
Okay, don't try to do everything at once.
Right, and also be mindful of inconsistent quality.
Not all content is created equal.
Exactly, so stick to programs and creators with good reviews.
Okay, I'll check the ratings.
And another thing is to avoid fragmented learning.
Fragmented learning?
Yeah, like learning things in isolation without connecting them.
Okay, how do I avoid that?
We'll try to link what you learn from different sources.
Okay.
And summarize key takeaways regularly. So, like, create my own study notes.
Exactly. That'll help you synthesize the information.
Gotcha. And the last pitfall.
Passive consumption.
Oh, yeah. Just listening without really engaging?
Right. Don't just let the sounds wash over you.
Okay.
Actively try to use the new words and phrases you learn.
So, like, practice speaking and writing.
Exactly. Make it active learning.
Okay, got it. Be an active learner.
Yes.
And at the end, the guide really hammers home their recommendation for Mandarin Zone.
They do. They say it's the best starting point for beginners who want a solid foundation.
Personalized learning experience, teachers, all that good stuff.
Exact.
So to sum it all up for our listeners.
Yeah, for all those speaker learners out there.
Beginners should focus on building a strong foundation first.
Structured learning is key.
Like what Mandarin Zone offers.
Exactly. They'll give you that framework you need.
And then once you've got the basics down,
you can add in those fun content platforms.
Podcasts, audiobooks, all that.
Yeah. And remember, everyone learns differently.
Mm-hmm.
So explore and find what works best for you.
Yeah. Try different things. See what clicks.
Exact.
And on that note, here's a final thought for you to chew on.
Ooh, I like this.
Instead of just thinking about which platform is the best.
Right.
Think about how you're actually going to make learning Chinese part of your life.
Yeah. How are you going to make it a habit?
How are you going to make it fun?
How are you going to stay motivated?
What's that one small step you can take today?
Yeah, today.
To get started on your Mandarin journey?
I love that question.
All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to another deep dive.
Yeah, thanks for joining us.
We'll see you next time.
See ya. Bye.
Bye.